In working with the Four Noble Truths, to understand, especially to have understood suffering, does the Buddha mean knowing, for example, pain in your heart, stress around your eyes, or does he also mean to see with insight its karmic effect on yourself and others? it's much, much deeper, and sort of that and much more, really. Understanding of dukkha is the limitations, the difficulty, the stress, and it's a template for investigation and practice that allows us to have a deeper insight into the nature of self and the world, and freedom from the world, and freedom from self. There's many, many implications that arise in that penetration of dukkha. Also, it's helpful to know that, say, just the word dukkha, we translate it as suffering, and you think, oh, it's really, it's something that is has to be pretty extreme before it's dukkha. But it's pretty ordinary. The word dukkha in the Northern Indian language is an ancient word, dukkha and sukha. Sukha, as they normally say, dukkha is suffering, sukha is happiness. But duk and su is sort of like, duk is sort of not good, and su is good. But ka is the Northern Indian culture was a horse culture, so that the ka was the where the axle and the wheel fit together. So like dukkha is when it doesn't fit, and the wheel doesn't roll. It doesn't. It's not smooth. It's not comfortable. It's suffering. But when sukha is, when that axle and that wheel actually really fit together, and it just rolls smoothly, everything's you're happy.